The gospel lesson this morning comes from Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love God with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the gospel, the letter of 1 John, it's written, "Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." When Jesus is pronouncing here himself that God is the most important thing and that neighbor is like it, he is talking about two commandments that come from the Torah. Jesus' words to the scribe are a combination of a passage from Deuteronomy, which is the greatest commandment, "Hear, O Israel." And our Jewish brothers and sisters call it the Shema. And then he adds a passage from Leviticus, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now I think about love your neighbor as yourself, and I start to ask myself a question about neighbor love. What is that? I decided that it isn't the way I would have it. It's not who lives next door to me, which is actually Basil Docks and Highlands Pacific Cafe and the Asian restaurant, all of which at one time or another I am not very in love with. But it's not like romantic love. It is not the love that we have for family and friends. Neighbor love actually doesn't depend at all on admirable traits or a personal relationship. Neighbor love, which in biblical terms is agape love, it asks that we love our neighbor even when our neighbor refuses to reciprocate. In God's kingdom, neighbor love is due even to our enemies. And all of this begins with completely and totally loving God. I'm not sure how that works either. But Jesus is saying the greatest commandment is to love God with your whole being, your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. And in some of the translations, the word mind is translated intelligence, heart, soul, intelligence, and strength. I like that a lot. Jesus seems to be saying that our love of God should motivate us to devote ourselves, to devote our sentiments, our heart, our piety, our soul, our thoughts, our mind, and our energies, our whole body and self. And we should do that to the ways of God that God has shown us, all the ways in which Jesus revealed to us God's expectations for us. But Jesus is also saying that we can trust God to guide us in all of our choices, in everything we do, in everything we say, in everything we choose. Jesus says, take a look at these commandments. It's really all summed up here for you, if you're looking for an answer. He seemed kind of unguarded in this passage in Mark. There are two renditions of this. And he is just delightfully saying, yes, here it is, to this scribe. And he recites the text to him that interprets all other texts. I mean, think about that. He is saying, this is the filter, this is the way in which you understand everything else These are the greatest commandments. They are the greatest of all. There is nothing else that is more important, not the whole of the law and the prophets. Today is a special Sunday for two reasons. First, today is Consecration Sunday. It is the Sunday we have been focusing on for weeks, the idea of simple gifts. And today we bring our gifts and we ask that our lives and our gifts be consecrated to God's work in the world. We ask that the sum total of what we are and who we are and what we bring as the body of Christ will be blessed by the Holy Spirit, and it will create a sense of hope in all of those around us. And then we ask that our lives be blessed and that our lives be consecrated to the work of Christ in the world. Consecration Sunday is the prayer that we will love God with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength, both personally and as the body of Christ. But today is also Organ and Tissue Donor Sunday. Did you know that? In the United Methodist tradition, if you look at every Sunday, it tells you what Sunday in the liturgical year it is, but there's also these special Sundays. And today is one of those special Sundays where we raise awareness about organ and tissue donor. And I looked at that and thought on Consecration Sunday that it felt kind of serendipitous to have them both come on the same day. I also thought maybe we should sing Precious Lord, Take My Hand, but then I thought maybe that would be interesting. Might not be appropriate. But I had to tell you, it did cross my mind. But when I thought about Organ and Tissue Donor Sunday and Consecration Sunday, and I thought of the Shema, to give one's whole self to God and to love one's neighbor. Now, I want to acknowledge that I think organ donation is very personal. It's a personal decision, and there's lots and lots of factors that come into deciding whether you should be an organ and tissue donor. And it is something that you make in conjunction with your family that you prayerfully consider. But I want to tell you, I am an organ and tissue donor. My wishes are that anything that still works can be used for somebody else. And at 61, we're on the downhill slide now as to how much is actually going to be worth anything. But then they can donate my body to science, and somebody will maybe learn something about what it means to be a pastor. But I do want my life to give new life to someone after I die. For my neighbor, the neighbor I don't know, the neighbor that I don't get to choose, that I might not even like. Jesus' idea of neighbor. My neighbor as Jesus defines him or her. If I was ever really unclear about being a donor, something happened a few years ago that I experienced that really kind of cleared up the ambiguity for me. Because of where we're located here, pastors from other churches around the state and other, particularly around Colorado, who have parishioners that are life-flighted here, they often call me. So over the years, I've gone down to Denver Health to what are, in every single case, someone's death, some very difficult situation. And one time I was called from the pastor in Steamboat because one of the parishioners who had just retired was fixing something in a window, and he fell out of the window. And he was brain dead. And his family had him life flighted here. And I sat with them, and we were in prayer with his wife and his grown children. And they came in and talked to the wife about needing to unplug the system and asked her if he wanted to be a donor. She didn't really know. But the family sat together and discussed it. The counselor was very gracious. There was so much grace in this room, I cannot tell you. And they decided at that moment to donate his body. What I also realized in that moment was that he had never completely expressed his intentions to his family, and they were having to make the decision for him. And I thought, it's a difficult decision, but it's less difficult if we have made our wishes known to others. But they thought that he would want that, that that was the kind of man that he was. And I heard Jesus' words spoken to this family, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Today's Consecration Sunday, we are making a financial decision, it's true. But more importantly, we are deciding what it means to follow Christ. By living the two greatest commandments of all, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and self, and our neighbor at least as well as we love ourselves. These sum up all of Christianity for us. The message of Christianity is to look at these commandments and judge all others by them. Our faith as Christians is an all-in proposition. Too often we stay back a little bit and we think of it as a spectator sport, but it is not. It is really an all-in proposition, and it requires that each and every day as we rise that we make a commitment. Today we ask that you think through with your heart, soul, and mind and your intelligence about what you're willing to do with your lives and how much you're willing to give to your life. To your life in Christ. And today is an organ and tissue donor Sunday. It is a way of raising awareness about another way of loving our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus could ask his disciples to be all in because he was intentional about every single choice he made. He loved God with his whole heart. He loved God with his whole soul, his whole mind, and we know that he loved God with his whole body. "This is my commandment," he said, "that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus gave his whole life that we might have life. And have it abundantly. The gospel invites us to love and worship and discipleship, but our all-in is not complete until we see the cross of Jesus. It is then that we can take our cross and follow where only he can lead. Amen.